This is Josh van de Aardappel, and this is the WrestleMania 29. What I forgot to mention, recap. The thing is, I forgot to mention that one of the matches didn't take place at WrestleMania, which was the mixed tag match. So it didn't take place at all. People on Twitter and me as well, thinking, whoa, the match still has to take place. So actually, I thought, still after the Taker and Punk match, still no sign of the mixed tag match. So, oh well, people won't, yeah, they didn't. In the end, when we saw Cena ran to the ring, basically, normally every year you see John Cena in a very kick-ass ring entrance, but there was no sign of that this year, very rushed, unfortunately. Even though I think, yes, this paper is a must-see, but it doesn't necessarily say it's the best WrestleMania ever. Only the main event didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion. But when I look back at the mixed tag match, which pitted Tenzai, Brodus Clay, the Funkadactyls, Naomi and Cameron versus the Rhodes Scholars, Damian Sandow, Cody Rhodes, and the Bella Twins, Nicole and Brie Bella. I would love to see that match happen tonight at Raw. Well, if you build to something at WrestleMania, it should take place. And not get bumped off the card. It feels like WrestleMania 10 all over again. It's like when the 10-man tag match didn't take place because suddenly they couldn't decide who was the leader of each team. So did it take place in Raw, I guess, the night after. So in this case, it would probably be the main event or something, or the opening match if it's... oh well. We'll see. And to me, like, get a WrestleMania match for free, I guess, on Raw. On house shows, who knows. So anyways, a short thing about the Cena Rock Part 2 matchup is that I already mentioned that they didn't have a special ring entrance, which sucked. So they didn't give up the WrestleMania treatment they normally gave to this match. And the match started off really boring chance, and I spent more time watching Twitter than watching the first 10 minutes of the match. But luckily the match went... as the match progressed, the match became better, so luckily it wasn't that horrible. But this is not a match of the year candidate at all. I still think Cena versus Punk from Raw a few weeks ago is a real match of the year candidate. And from this pay-per-view, I think the Punk Taker match is definitely a match of the year candidate, if not the match of the year. And I think we should throw in the match between Triple H and Brock Lesnar as a match for the year candidate as well, but I think it would win. But it's a very, very good match. But they didn't give any sign of a part three being able, because they hugged, they embraced, so 1-1, so each beat the other one, and hopefully there's no sign of part three. But we don't know what's going to happen on Raw or whatever. So yeah. No part three. Hall of Fame. They also showed their faces last at WrestleMania. Really good to see them. And actually, before WrestleMania, I saw a photo on Twitter with Bob Backlund selling his autograph for $20 after WrestleMania. It's really sad to see. Really sad, to be honest. The thing I missed a lot about the WrestleMania was every year you have some kind of crazy backstage segment with lots of humor. Well, I didn't see any of that. There was no Heath Slater, there was no Zack Ryder or anything in the background. Just last year they gave Mick Foley and Santino Marella a stupid segment with the name with the Sock Puppets, right? If you can remember that. Yeah, at least there's some humor. It wasn't funny, but at least there was some humor. And every year they see, boom, or something like that in the show, but not at all. It was very serious WrestleMania. So I don't think it's bad, or really that bad. It would be fun if it was a little bit. I think if the mixed tag match was still in the match, it would be a more funny WrestleMania. But it was very serious. But still, it's really good. I rate it a 7 out of 10. Which is pretty fair for the WrestleMania, but the main event is the only match that didn't live up to the hype. And the Ryback McHenry match, because basically it was a squash match. It was, but overall, good WrestleMania, and thanks for listening. Take care.